Ooh.
You okay, buddy?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, so welcome to episode 114 of Longbox Heroes After Dark. Joe and Todd joining you here this evening. Todd, hello.
Hello, Joe.
So, a lot of times we call Todd's Twitter, or sometimes even my Twitter, for discussions on the show. And Todd had a thing where he was talking about James Cameron movies this past weekend.
Yes, I was.
So I guess the question I have to start things off is, why would you watch Titanic?
I really like Titanic the movie.
Titanic the movie.
Not the ship.
Not a fan of the boat.
Not a fan of the boat. Wasn't big success. Could have
Right.
been, little sturdier. But the movie I like. What are you gonna lambaste me for liking Titanic now?
I'm not gonna lambaste you. I'm gonna. Well, there's no way you can convince me because I really don't like. I think that's a. It's not a good movie. Like,
Okay.
it's a visually stunning movie. It looks nice. But the narrative of the film is poor. And the acting is substandard as well.
Okay, see, now I get that occasionally from some people. Like, a lot of people pick on the Billy Zane character as being like a mustache twirling villain.
I'm
Is
okay with
that
that.
okay? Because that was one of the things that I actually really did like, is because it's told through the eyes of a 100-year-old woman, and she's making DiCaprio out to be better than he ever was, and probably making the guy out to be worse. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the way I look at it. It's like it's looked through like w different eyes, and she's remembering it as an old woman, and I don't have a real problem with it. And to me, it's a really, like, story-wise, it's solid with all the things that are explained and taken care of, like, throughout the movie. I don't know. I always really liked Titanic.
Maybe I'm just a miserable, cynical person. But I knew what the finish of the film was going to be, within 10 minutes. Spoilers for Titanic, everyone. I knew that she was going to have the diamond still, and I knew that she was going to throw it back into the water
Well,
within 5 minutes of Bill Paxton talking to her.
what?
It was a very what?
Bill
Bill
Paxton was
Pullman.
fantastic. No, Bill
And was
Paxton.
I correct the first time?
Yes, you are. You
Okay.
got I know you get your bills mixed up. Bill Paxton, by the way, the only man to ever be killed by an alien, a predator, and a terminator.
That is an honorable distinction.
That is. That I know of. There might be others, but I doubt it.
But I don't, and listen, if we're talking about the James Cameron au revoir, I don't think, I think Titanic is better than Avatar.
Oh, Avatar's stinky.
Not by much.
Avatar's like, you know how you look at Titanic? Visually, Avatar is brilliant. Like the effects, like the things he created to do it. Story-wise, that's a movie that's even that's like, I'm like, wow, I know how all this is gonna end. You know what I mean? Like, this is I've seen this movie 1,000 times. And he's gonna get five of them out of it, I think. So, but you know what you can't argue with? You can't as there's a guy I can't think of his name. He's the co-host of the Levitard show out in the morning. He's like, you know what? You may be a dog in the fans' eyes, but you're a legend at the bank.
Right. And
And I always
that's all that matters is, they don't care about some dum-dum like me, what I think. But I think the co-host of that show is Hot Wings, right?
No, that's Freebeer you're thinking of. It's
Oh, okay.
Belmonte Jones. That's the guy's name.
Now, the only real hole that I have in my Jimmy Cameron watching is The Abyss.
I've never seen The Abyss either.
I know I've seen it, because I remember there was a time when it was on heavy rotation on HBO, but it didn't leave a lasting impression on me.
Mm-hmm.
However, the rest of his catalog, your Terminators 1 and 2, your Aliens,
mm-hmm.
and your True Lies, if you came to me, and by you I mean the royal you,
mm-hmm.
Piranha Part 2 will give a pass.
Right. Everybody's got to get their start somewhere.
Listen. It's no Piranha 3D, but it's still a fun, dumb monster movie, but it's not the same thing. But if we're, like I said, if we're talking Terminator 1, Terminator 2, Aliens, and True Lies, and somebody said to me any one of those four films was either their favorite or the best James Cameron movie, I don't think I could be upset with that.
All right, fair enough. Now you do now. Titanic isn't my favorite James Cameron
movie. No, no. But the fact that you watched it purposely in the year of our Lord 2017.
Another thing is, here's what you want to know. You want to know a Todd fact, like a flash fact.
Todd fact.
Before the movie, I was a minor Titanic historical buff.
Okay.
I had like a couple of books on it, and I knew like some of the stuff. And as I was watching the movie, like I was like, oh, that's I've read, you know, that's kind of true. You know what I mean?
I had you pegged more for a Hindenburg guy.
Oh, the humanity! No, I only like my modern blimps. I don't like the hydrogen blimps.
Where's the Hindenburg movies?
You know what? I think there was a Hindenburg movie. I think it was called Hindenburg.
No, I mean like in recent years, like within the last like 20 or so years.
I don't know. We need one. You know, Michael Bay needs to do a Hindenburg movie. Put it up there with up there with Pearl Harbor.
Now it claims that there was a film in 1975.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a TV series about it in 2011, but TV doesn't count.
No, it depends. Depends on what channel. If it was on HBO, then it counts. But it wasn't.
It claims...
What other tragedy movies should there be?
Well, The Poseidon Adventure.
That is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Absolutely.
That Ernest Borgnine in there, when he loses his mind on Gene Hackman?
Yep.
One of my favorite cast,
and it's a movie that I think in this humble man's opinion still holds up today.
That's right. My Linda! You killed my Linda! And when Gene Hackman turns off the steam and he's just screaming at God, I'm like, oh, this movie's so good. This is like just so good. And I watched both the modern movie. And then there was a TV miniseries. And guess what? They don't hold up. I mean, Return to Poseidon Adventure is better than those two pieces of garbage.
The Hindenburg film from 1975 stars George C. Scott and Anne Bancroft.
George C. Scott, man, is money. Patton is one of the greatest movies ever.
And that's the thing. George C. Scott is fantastic, I agree, but the movie appears to be very poorly reviewed.
What? How could a movie about the Hindenburg be poorly reviewed?
Mm-hmm.
That movie went down in flames.
So there needs to be a new Hindenburg movie made today.
You know what? A Longbox Heroes production.
Right, listen. When we get our personal blimp, that will be the disaster.
That's right. Big blimpin'.
Blimpin' is easy.
Yes, that's what it is. Making money off that blimp. We're blimp pimps.
I think it's because it was so closely associated with Nazis. That's probably why nobody really wants to touch, pun intended, the Hindenburg again.
That is. Didn't it have a Nazi symbol on it?
I think it did.
I'm not sure. My Zeppelin history's fuzzy. I was trying to think of some of the other, like...
Now, if we're talking about Zeppelies, that's another story.
I don't know what that is. Is that like creamies?
It's similar. It's an Italian pastry.
Ah. Not a big Italian pastry guy.
No, neither am I. I just know that that one exists.
I'm anti-cannoli.
I am anti any sort of cream-filled dessert.
Very few. There's only a few cream-filled. I can't shoot them off the top of my head, but, you know. I'm more of a jelly-filled dessert guy myself. Oh, delightful.
Now, what if you got a jelly-filled dessert and you just toasted it up a little bit in the oven or on your George Foreman grill? Remember George Foreman grills?
Oh, they should have a toasting setting for... When I get my Evolve one, which has the baking pan and the muffin pan, and it's like the $120 one, once we're making some money, you know what I mean? And we get that big George Foreman Evolve grill sponsorship.
I think the ship has sailed on that.
What? All right, I'll just have to find something else to get us hooked up in. My Stan Malibu schemes.
I'll have to save this. Okay.
Uh-oh, he's saving things for cold mics.
Yes.
But.
So, I guess we need to get into our discussion of next week's episode, next week's After Dark.
That's right. So it begins.
Have we decided on the official name for what this is going to be called?
I don't think we did. I think we were supposed to do that for like over the course of it, and we never did.
What was the one, the Gallifrey Birds or something?
There was the Gallifrey Birds and Degeneration Exterminate.
I like Gallifrey Birds.
Okay.
And how do you spell Gallifrey? G A
L L Gall I F R E Y? I'm never good with AYs or EYs.
I think it's an even E-Y. On stuff. It claims EY.
Yes, it is EY.
Okay. So, And they'll have Roman numerals for the episodes.
Roman Reigns numerals?
Anyway. So, are you going first? Okay, so what the scheme with this is, I am going to make Todd watch a professional wrestling pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Or big event.
Something wrestling related.
Something wrestling related. And Todd is going to make me watch a story arc or some sort of something from the annals of history of Doctor Who.
That's right. I'm going to give you, I'm thinking at first at least, one doc, like each Doctor story, since there's 12 Doctors, you'll get one a month.
Right.
But I'm thinking in the crappy era that even I don't like watching, I may bump you like... For a couple more fours. I haven't decided. I know what I'm doing for the first one, definitely. And for most of them. But, like, you know, I got a few empty spots I got to work out.
Right. And then for me, since most wrestling large events kind of teeter on that three-hour mark.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's filler. Sometimes there's stuff that you know, can kind of do without.
Right.
So when I give Todd his copy of said event, it's also going to have a litany of notes of saying, like, oh, skip to this part, skip to this part, skip to that part.
Right, where mine are more like story arcs are four episodes at 20 minutes apiece.
Right.
So, you know what I mean, maybe 25 minutes. So really that comes out to, like, you know, like a little under 2 hours. So it'll probably all work out in the end, you know what I mean?
Right. So, you go first with what I have to watch.
All right, I'm going with a first Doctor story, but they have the very first episode available, so you're going to do a little jump. You're going to see the very first episode, how it all starts, and then I'm going to give you a four-part story known as the Aztecs, where the Doctor goes back to Aztec time with his three companions, and they get hooked up with, like, this crazy, like, you know, priest from the Aztec, and stuff like it. Fun ensues. Let's just put it that way. So I think that's a good way. You're going to see where the, you know, over 50 years of Doctor Who all started with the very first episode, and then a serial a little later in the first Doctor's run.
All right. So what Todd will be watching will be an NWA pre-World Championship Wrestling event from 1989. And if you're a wrestling person, you might know what event I'm talking about. That would be the Great American Bash, 1989. Heralded by many as top to bottom one of the best wrestling pay-per-views of all time. Featuring such matches as Sting versus the Great Muta, Lex Luger versus Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Ooh.
And headlined by Ric Flair and Terry Funk.
Oh, Chainsaw Charlie McCarthy.
Right.
And Charlotte's grandfather.
Oh, boy. Wait till you see how these two look in 1989. You'll say, is this a match from 2017? They haven't aged a day.
Oh, that's right.
Or they've aged every day ever.
All of them.
All of the days.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, it seems like Unearthly Child Episode 1 and the Aztec versus the Bash Brothers or whatever it is.
Right. The Great American Bash 1989.
Which, that was the only one I kind of had an idea that I was going to be watching when you sent the wrong list to my email.
That's correct. And that's something I did like a dummy.
I'm like, hey, I need this list of things for the show. And you're like, all right, I'll send it. I'm like, hey, wait a minute, Joe. There's a list of looks like wrestling pay-per-views. Am I supposed to delete that?
Pay-per-view wrestling.
There's some sort of bash on here. I don't know what that means.
Right.
That's the only one I saw, but I didn't know it was the Great American Bash. It could have been the Great Czechoslovakian Bash or any other country's bash.
Correct.
So, in future, I'll be surprised now.
Now, see, I am going to do my best to locate for Todd the original aired versions of a lot of these shows, because
mm-hmm.
the versions that are on the world the award-winning World Wrestling Entertainment Network are either like cut for some reason, or certain things are missing, but most importantly, a lot of times the music is different.
Right, yes.
For rights issues, so
that happens occasionally with Doctor Who, because like over there they'll use a Beatles song where whatever that they can freely use, the BBC can freely use like Beatles songs, and then we'll get it over here and they're like, nope, just like a generic like trumpet band in the background or something.
Gotcha. Somebody playing yakety sax.
Yep. Oh, Benny Hill. That's what we should do next. A Benny Hill podcast.
Okay. So I'm good to go. I got what I need to do on my end. I'm excited to get your view, but mostly I'm excited to go through this show for your enjoyment.
Gotcha. And I'm curious. I have a feeling. I don't know how you're going to be about classic 1960s, low-budget sci-fi Doctor Who, where they actually put thought into the story. I'm like, I'm waiting to see how badly you bury Doctor Who.
I am prepared for the worst.
Okay, guess what? So am I.
All right.
On my end, because it's got men wrestling. It's got grapple stuff going on.
Listen, I don't want to say that specifically with this one, I might skew it a little bit more toward you.
Okay.
But you'll see what I mean when I send this all to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is either going to be some of the best podcasting we've ever done, or some of the worst.
Right. It's an experiment.
That's right. Remember, we can pull the pin on this at any time.
Right. So we'll see how this all goes. I'm excited to see how it goes. And I have a morbid curiosity in wanting to watch this this Doctor Who nonsense.
Mm-hmm. I know you do. I know you want to get into it, but you're ashamed to admit it. That's all it is.
Oh, there's a lot of shame involved.
Oh, well.
A lot of shame. Oh, boy. So I think that covers it up, unless there's anything else we needed to discuss.
No, I think that's it. Oh, I got butterflies in my stomach on this, Joe. Butterflies. Okay.
Good. I'm glad. And I'm glad we didn't talk about that fake sport football. What a bunch of hokum.
Oh, my goodness. I'll have to explain Scotty Roethlisberger to you sometime.
Is he... I didn't he get arrested for, like, assaulting a woman or something?
Yes, twice, I think.
Okay, that's all I know about him.
Right. And he's the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback.
And I knew he played for Pittsburgh, and I thought he was a quarterback.
Yes. No, don't worry, we won't talk about football this
week. All right, good.
After the Super Bowl, other than if Tom Brady wins, Tom Terrific wins the Super Bowl, I'm going on a spree. That's all I'm saying.
But more importantly, the Royal Rumble is this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. Who knows? I might watch that somehow. Who knows?
I'm excited for... Well, that's for another day.
Oh, I think... Well, I think... what is it? I think entrance 29 and 30 is me and you, I heard.
No, I'm 27, because 27 has the best odds in history of winning the Royal Rumble.
Oh, does it?
But then again, so does number one, so...
All right, I heard I'm going in number one then. I'll go in one, you go in 27, because I'm the one, you know, who doesn't get gassed.
You've got the stamina.
That's right. That's right. For some reason, I'll be wide-eyed, if you know what I mean.
I had to shovel a bunch of goddamn snow today. I had to call for Elizabeth to come and get me. Is that what he did? Is that what Fred Sanford did?
Yep, I know exactly. I know both experiences. Uh-huh. Yep. Snow was, it was like, as I think Snedeker said on WNEP, it was like pancake batter this morning.
Yes, it was bad. It was bad times.
Mm-hmm. It's literally what they call heart attack snow.
All right. I think that covers everything.
Yes, it does.
All right. So, soontobenamednetwork.com, soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com, longboxheroes.com, all that sort of stuff. Thanks for listening, everybody.